This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took to U.S. government-funded Voice of America airwaves yesterday to deliver a full-throated defense of the Trump administration's foreign policy and its support for democracy abroad. He also denounced protests by some VOA staffers who complained that live coverage of his speech would violate VOA's mandate to present unbiased news to foreign audiences.
Read that some VOA Plain Voice didn't want me to speak here today. I'm sure it was only a handful. They didn't want the voice of American diplomacy to be broadcast on the Voice of America. Think about that for just a moment. Look, we're all part of institutions with duties and responsibilities higher and bigger and more important than any one of us individually. But this kind of censorial instinct is dangerous. It's morally wrong.
And then we learned today that Voice of America reporter Patsy Wiedekoswara has been reassigned and taken off the White House beat after she tried to do her job and ask questions of the Secretary of State at the event, which was held at VOA headquarters. Now, that according to journalists at the organization who were in attendance. Wiedekoswara, who has covered the White House for VOA since 2018, voiced questions to Secretary Pompeo after he gave a speech and then sat for a question and answer session carried out by VOA Director Robert Riley, where Mr. Riley asked no questions regarding last week's riots. Sources close to the situation said the outrage was expressed by fellow VOA journalists regarding Ms. Wiedekoswara's reassignment. The Democrat majority of U.S. House of Representatives expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Donald Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove President Trump from office. As the House pushes to impeach the president over last week's Capitol riot, he's taking no responsibility for fomenting the violence. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
He spoke to supporters just before the riot. The president encouraged them to stand up against lawmakers whom he said allowed the election to be stolen.
We fight like hell.
House Democrats are charging him with incitement of insurrection. But in his first remarks to reporters since the riot, the president says it wasn't his fault.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
What he says is not appropriate is another bid to impeach him.
I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger.
But the president says he does not want to see any violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesia's travel minister announced today that divers have recovered the flight data recorder or black box from an airliner that crashed into the Java Sea on Saturday with 62 people on board. The flight recorder was brought to a port in Jakarta where it was shown to the media. At a news conference, transportation officials said they heard two pings when they found the flight recorder, indicating the cockpit recorder was nearby, and they were confident it would be recovered soon. Both devices are expected to help investigators determine what caused the Boeing 737-500 series plane to plunge into the Java Sea 4 minutes after taking off from Jakarta's main airport. The main challenger and opposition candidate in Uganda's presidential election, Bobi Wine, said Tuesday that the polls are already not free and fair. He said soldiers who raided his home Tuesday morning arrested a security guard and beat two gardeners badly. The president of Uganda was coming down on the Bobi Wine campaign because of COVID.
I am a presidential candidate, and it is my right to campaign to reach out to the voters. While the Electoral Commission claims that Mukono District and Kampala District and Wakiso District and Masaka and many other districts have been restricted for campaigns, all of you have seen General Museveni campaigning. He was campaigning right here in Wakiso. Yesterday, he was in Busabala campaigning. And shameful enough, he is the one giving orders to stop us from campaigning.
Opposition figures in Uganda are criticizing widespread violence by security forces ahead of Thursday's presidential election. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.